2. But what do you say, O man? Christ became a slave for you, having taken the form of a slave, Phil 2.7, and was crucified and rose again. And when you should, for this reason, worship him risen and admire his love, because what neither father nor friend nor son did for you, all this the Lord did for you, the enemy and offender, when I say you should admire him for these things, do you call that foolishness which is full of so great wisdom? Well, it is nothing surprising, for it's a sign of those who perish not to recognize the things which lead to salvation. Don't be troubled, therefore, for it's neither strange nor inexplicable that things truly great are ridiculed by those who are beside themselves. Now, you can't convince those who think like this using human wisdom. In fact, if you try to convince them this way, you're just doing the opposite. For the things that go beyond reasoning require faith alone. Therefore, should we attempt to convince people with reasoning how God became man and entered into the virgin's womb and not leave the matter to faith, they will only scoff more. Therefore, those who seek through reasoning are indeed those who perish.